In Raleigh, a bipartisan group of lawmakers took to a stage of sorts on Wednesday in an effort to build support for the state's film incentives. The tax rebate program faces an uncertain future, WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Currently, if a TV program, commercial, or movie spends more than $250,000 on salaries, supplies, or other costs, the production company can get 25 cents back for every dollar they spend, with a cap of $20 million per production. North Carolina has one of the most generous film incentive programs in the nation, and the industry says it makes good economic sense for the state, producing an estimated $160 million annually for local businesses. That is key for Rodney Moore, a Mecklenburg County Democrat.
You're talking about support jobs. You're talking about the carpenters. You're talking about the warehouse stores. You're talking about the caterers, the barbers, the chauffeurs. All of those things are going to be impacted.
For Republican Charles Jeter, also from Mecklenburg County, it's also about the more than 4,000 full-time production jobs the industry says it supports and keeping those workers employed.
Anytime we can put people to work, we should do it. And, you know, to me, there's tangible data that shows this is a quantifiable job producer.
But that data is disputed. One report out of NC State, which was sponsored by the film industry, found that for every incentive dollar the state pays out, it gets more than $9 in return. A review by the North Carolina Fiscal Research Division says the incentive actually cost the state more than $30 million in 2012. Now it's up to lawmakers to decide what the film industry is worth. If they don't act, the program will sunset January 1st. The governor has proposed a more restrictive incentive cap in his budget. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.